And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour, starting now. Carla Peck appeared in court Friday, January 23rd, facing felony charges including operating while intoxicated, a third offense, and lying to a police officer. She formally waived her right to a preliminary examination, a decision that was confirmed by the court as voluntary and understanding. The prosecution offered a plea deal that if Ms. Peck pleads guilty to OWI 3rd and lying to a police officer, other charges would be dismissed. Her case has been bound over to the circuit court with an arraignment scheduled for March 2nd, 2026 at 9 a.m. And a former Saginaw physician, James Carthron, 61, is set to stand trial on 23 counts of Medicaid fraud in Ingham County's 30th Circuit Court, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel had announced. Each count carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. Carthron, who previously ran PRN Urgent Care in Saginaw before closing it in 2023, is accused of billing Medicaid for telephone services that were never provided between May and September of 2024. Carthron is bound over, or was bound over by Judge Molly E. Hennessy Greenwalt on January 15th, and a judge for the circuit court case has not yet been assigned. The Attorney General's Health Care Fraud Division, Michigan's federal certified Medicaid fraud control unit, is prosecuting the case. And David Charles Kleinsmith is facing a domestic violence charge, and prosecutors have extended a plea deal that would not require immediate jail time. Because a co-defendant is also involved, the court is waiting for that individual's hearing before scheduling a trial date, which is expected to fall in mid to late March. In the meantime, Kleinsmith will remain free under the existing bond conditions. In court this week, a preliminary examination hearing was held for felony criminal sexual conduct charges involving three counts. The prosecution presented a plea offer where the defendant would plead guilty or no contest to two counts, with the remaining count dismissed and no further charges brought concerning the same victim. The defendant, Mark Rolfe, confirmed he understood his rights and, after consulting with his attorney, voluntarily waived his right to a preliminary examination. The court accepted the waiver, finding it was made knowingly and voluntarily, and has bound the case over to the circuit court for an arraignment scheduled for March 2nd at 9 a.m. And that was your news for this hour. We also have our weather here at the station. It is currently 16 degrees with winds coming out of the northeast 5 miles per hour, making it feel like 8 degrees. We have no cancellations at this time and no obituaries to report. You can go to thumbnet.net for your obituaries, weather, news, and cancellations.